You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is it too late in the process, though, to change that?
Nothing's too late, bro. Everything's made up in politics.
The Wire. Following up on our previous interview with the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March, we reached out to Paula Lorghelli, a professor of health economics and population health at the University of Auckland, for an expert opinion on the end of free COVID test distribution. From Monday this week onwards, rapid antigen tests would not be provided from pharmacies freely and would instead need to be purchased directly from retailers. A pack of five COVID tests would cost $16.99 at Chemist Warehouse, for example. Here is our interview with Paula Lorghelli for her take on the end of free COVID test distribution.
What was your reaction to the announcement that free COVID tests would no longer be provided?
Well, I wasn't surprised, but I was perhaps disappointed. Many countries around the world have stopped funding free COVID tests, so it was only a kind of a matter of time as part of learning to live with COVID that we'll not have free COVID tests provided. It aligns with some of the rhetoric around whether we'll soon still be able to access vaccines in the same way. But I guess I was disappointed because I'm not sure that we're on top of it. I've seen lots of other countries who are bringing back in their... So I was disappointed, but I wasn't surprised. I wasn't surprised because I knew that countries around the world have not been providing free tests for, you know, months, if not years, and therefore I thought it was going to be part of learning to live with COVID, which is what we're now doing when we've been in that process for 18 months to 2 years. I'm disappointed because I think there are still elements of society where we can't afford to test for COVID. We're now having to pay for prescription charges. We're in a cost of living crisis. And COVID is still real. COVID does cause long-term consequences. So I perhaps would have been more interested in a nuanced approach to having free tests for some and others having to pay for it.
Do you think that the number of cases we're seeing and the current state of the virus in Aotearoa justifies ending the free supply of COVID tests?
No. I think this is nothing about the numbers. I think this is all about just the cost. You might be surprised to know that 4 people last week died of COVID, so it's still very much real. And we might have got through winter without too much of a peak, although we had a peak at the start of winter. But countries in the global north and the northern hemisphere have been going through significant waves in summer, some of the biggest waves in summer since the height of the pandemic. So as we, you know, have just changed the clocks, the weather is great, we'll start mixing and mingling, and I suspect that we're about to see another wave coming through as we lead up to Christmas with summer.
Can you tell us about which communities this decision will have the largest impacts on?
Yeah, so if you look at Chemist Warehouse, and I'm sure there are other chemists and pharmacies that provide them, I had a look in the weekend and it was $16.99 for a pack of, was it 4 or 5 tests, and that was apparently half price. So if we're talking $7 a test, that's quite a lot of money when you've also, you know, maybe feeling unwell and you've got some prescription from the doctor to get dispensed from the pharmacy for $5. And so I think for those who can't afford it, this makes a big thing. And if your family is big as well, right? So if you're isolating at home, we all know this, we're isolating at home, we all test ourselves. If your family is large and it's going to cost you $35 every day to test every member of your family to understand if anybody has COVID, if somebody's unwell and whether they should be isolating or leaving the home, then you can see that wouldn't happen. And so we know that many of our Māori and Pacific families, there's a lot of co-living, and we also know that these individuals are at a higher risk of severe COVID effects, particularly around long COVID because of other health conditions. So, you know, there's that combination of low income and poor health and larger families, that means that having to pay for a COVID test will cost a lot more.
Do you think that this move will have an impact on the wider healthcare system as well?
Well, yeah, I guess it could do. In terms of, is the healthcare system providing free tests for its health workforce? I'd like to think that my doctor and my nurse, particularly nurses, right, who don't get paid well, that they've got access to the they're going to come to work. When you can pay $5 for a COVID test, or you can pay $5 for a coffee, or you can forgo both of those because everything else is more expensive. So there's something about the health workforce in this space and making sure that they're ascribing to good public health policies by having access. But there's also something about the fact that if I don't test because I can't afford to test, or tests aren't as accessible, and then I spread it, and then, you know, we get greater spread because we're not testing and we're not isolating.
Michael Plank, who is a professor at the University of Canterbury, has said that the money used to provide New Zealanders with free COVID tests could instead be used to boost COVID vaccination drives and provide influenza shots for at-risk groups. How do you feel about this suggestion?
Yeah, there's always an opportunity cost to every health decision we make. So equally, we could tax landlords and have more money to fund our healthcare system, where we could provide both free COVID tests, free prescriptions, and vaccinate the population and build hospitals in Dunedin, Nelson and Whangarei. So these are all decisions we have to be made. Perhaps that's the evidence that has informed this decision. I'll await an OIA request to see that evidence. But yeah, these are choices that we have to make. I'm not sure that is the choice that has been made. I'm not sure we're going to see an increase in vaccination rates or a vaccination drive because the government's now saving money on COVID tests.
Lastly, do you think that Aotearoa is ready to live with COVID?
I don't know if anybody's ready to live with an infectious disease. Are we ready? Do we understand the consequences? Have we changed our behaviour? I think people are still going back to sneezing without sneezing into their elbows. We've forgotten to wash our hands. We're going to work when we're still unwell. You know, we had some great behavioural change during the pandemic that we've kind of let slip. So no, I don't think we are ready to live with an infectious disease.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.